Well, good morning. 7:38, Brock Hunter.
This intro's so loud.
I know. Coming in hot. You're the one that made it. Apparently you love Barney so much, you got this thing cranked to 11.
At the time. I didn't know it was going to be played for.
I have this thing bumping, man. Wait till the bass drops. We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Offering awesome starting pay, room to grow, killer benefits, and really something for everybody. Start that career. Special-Lite.com right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what's something your grandparents had or have in their house that you'll never forget? Just every time you go to grandparents' house, you see it there. Like, what the hell? Well, that's, yeah, look at that thing. That's weird.
My grandma always, she had a big house, and it was full of just, she was German. She had a bunch of stuff, you know, random stuff. One thing that really sticks out in my head, like a nativity scene she would set up every year, but it wasn't just like in a corner of a table. She had like a full-blown side of her house. Like, it was a full-blown scene, dude. It was crazy, the amount of work that she would put into this. Every single year, too. And that doesn't include the tree, the entire decoration of the house.
Was it like big pieces or like small, like nativity?
Both. Yeah. Both. Yeah, like the full-blown, like it went from like almost like life-size down to like the table, like to the little ones, to... It's amazing.
When you retired, you got that time to do that. You know, that probably fills up a full week right there. You
Not
know,
to mention, to she would finish like a 1,000-piece puzzle a day after she would get it. I'm like, what? How? Yeah.
Grandma's got to stay busy, man. Grandma's got to stay busy.
She had a couple things in her house that stuck out. One of the other things that you don't ever see anymore, she had a diving board. And not one of those stiff ones.
I don't think you can get those, to be honest. And I don't think you can get them insured. So they're so dangerous.
Thing of the past.
So dangerous. Yeah.
She also had shuffleboard in her basement, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, dope, man.
Yeah.
Like regulation size shuffleboard?
Yeah, like the ones where you hold the stick on the ground. You know, you push the puck.
Yeah. God, it's such an old person game to have in your house.
They would go down there and play. They would go from lawn darts to downstairs to play shuffleboard.
That's so funny. That's like what old people play on cruise ships on vacation right there. They had it in their basement. That's fantastic. Nice. Now I kind of want to play shuffleboard. I don't know why. Good answers. Good stuff to remember. Things you'll never forget in the grandparents' house.
I got one more. Can I throw it out there?
Go for it.
It's this lamp. And I don't know if anybody can relate or if anybody has ever had a grandma that had this lamp. But it was a naked lady in this lamp, right? And it was surrounded by fishing wire. And you would turn the lamp on and beads of water would come down the fishing wire around this lady. And it would twirl around in a circle. It's like an old-timey lamp. Dude, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, you're like, what?
I have no idea. It was a naked lady lamp.
Naked lady lamp.
Huh.
They had beads of water that would come down around. It was, no, you know what? It was like the Venus god or like the god of rain or something. I don't know.
I think your grandparents were perverts is what it boils down to.
I just remember a naked lady going in circles.
Oh, my God. This is great. Oh, she's wet, too. This is awesome. Weird. It's probably like expensive, too. It's probably like an expensive, fancy lamp, you know?
Sure. Something you would see on Antiques Roadshow. Yeah.
Fantastic. God, I love that show. A lot of good stuff to remember there, Hunter. I'm impressed. Yeah. I'm impressed. I have just three things that I remember my grandparents had. My grandma's now moved. My grandpa passed, I think, 12 years ago. I had both sides. I don't have either my grandpa. So my one grandma, she moved into a different house across the road. So things got moved in the shuffle. I don't remember as much from the one house. But my grandparents' house in northern Wisconsin, up there, my mom's mom and dad, they're, I don't know why it stuck out. Like, their house was very, I don't know, memorable. So one thing I'll always remember is the shoehorn. Which, do people still use shoehorns nowadays, or is that like an old person thing to do?
Grandpa had a shoehorn, too. Like, did he have the really long one?
It was really long. Dude, it was, like, fancy. I think it was made out of, like, silver. Like, it was a fancy shoehorn.
For sure. Exactly what you're talking about.
So the shoehorn, which is right by the door as you walk in, it's right there where you take your shoes off. They had a drawer, the top drawer of this old, like, cherry cabinet downstairs that was full of toys. Like, all these little action figures. That was our drawer. We go down there, get our toys, play with it. I'll always remember that drawer in that creepy basement because you go down there and you hear the furnace go. It kind of felt like Macaulay Culkin, you know, when he's down in the basement. Scary. Basement. Scary. Right. And then the last thing I remember that was at my grandparents' house, this was, now I'm going to skirt the rules just a bit because this was technically in the garage, in grandpa's garage, and it was this old Playboy calendar. And what it was this blonde lady, all right, and had to be from the 60s, 70s, whatever. Yeah, right? And what it was the naked lady, but there was this film, this clear film that went over top of her, which her clothes were on. So when you lifted the film, that's how you got to see the naked lady.
That's funny.
I wish, after my grandpa passed, I wish I would have gotten that. That's the one. I just remember it was up there for years and years and years.
Grandpa, I don't want money. No. I don't want anything from you. But that one Playboy magazine you hid in your garage that you thought was hidden.
I want that calendar that was up there. It was just so cool. I remember the sound that the plastic made when you lifted it. Kind of like that. And you're like, oh, boobies. And then you put it down and the boobies are gone. Yeah. So.
Brock always wanted to go to Grandpa's for some reason.
Hey, do you need to do anything in the garage? Do you need anything out of the garage?
Garage.
I'm going to go to the garage. I'm going to go to the garage. All right. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's something your grandparents had or have in their house that you'll never forget? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around. Bro. Wahoo doggy. 751, Brock Hunter.
What's happening?
Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Decatur in Benton Township. What's something your grandparents had or have in their house that you'll never forget, all right? There's a lot of things that stick out. Hunter and I were kind of talking off air and like, oh, this, or they remember this. Or it's weird how these little things stick out in your mind.
What was it, Mike?
Yeah.
Did Mike call? He was talking about
the cuckoo clock. Yeah, his grandparents had a cuckoo clock. Yeah, yeah.
I think grandma had a little cuckoo clock.
If they were German, they sure had a cuckoo clock. And mine were,
the thing was sweet until you tried to sleep around it. And then that thing goes off every hour.
Yeah.
Cuckoo. And then they updated the clocks to where, like, you know this noise. Doom, doom,
oh, yeah.
Doom, doom.
I think every grandparent has, like, a ex-grandfather clock that has the big bells and chimes on it.
It is so loud. Why? Yeah. I'm trying to sleep.
It's so, you know,
my aunt had a clock, too. Even the secondhand.
Yeah. So you know what time it is, even at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like, okay, good. I know it's 3 o'clock in the morning. This is wonderful.
Rip that thing off the wall.
This is wonderful. We got some great answers on Facebook. Let's see. Pamela said, my grandpa had a wooden cork and bottle topper hand-carved in Germany that he cherished.
Ooh.
When you press the lever on the back, the guy's mouth opened, and he brought up his beer mug to take a drink.
Yeah, I love it.
Those are hard to find nowadays, too, man.
Yeah.
See, Chrissy said, I remember everything in my grandparents' house. My favorite thing was the candy always on the dining room table. That's the other thing, too. They always had candy hanging around.
You're right. Always. Sometimes it was crappy candy.
Yeah.
You know,
old
like
people candy,
like old German old people candy.
always unwrapped, like unwrapped root beer barrels. Like, ugh, this is gross.
You know, occasionally, though, you get the really good candy. She'd fill that bowl with something good. What were those, like, little, like, pink and white mints things?
Do they still have those at restaurants a glass jar of mints that people just reach their hands into and grab mints out of? Yeah, they were like pink and white and green, but like
good.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think as a kid, I ate a lot of those. They always had them at the church. They always had them at the church. You grab at the church.
It's because there's so many extra. You know, they got to get rid of them somehow.
Just real chalky. And again, it's just a bowl that everyone reached their hand into. Like, oh, mint's good. Oh, this is great. This is not sanitary. I don't think you can do that now during a pandemic at all.
No.
Rebecca said a crank telephone in the kitchen. The bell would ring when you turn the crank. That's fun.
Wow. Grandma had one of those old ones, too. Also, the rotary phone.
The old rotary. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You ever see that video where they give kids nowadays a rotary phone?
Is that real? How you can't figure it out? Come on now. Use some critical thinking, for God's sake.
Put your finger in the hole, go to 9, let it go. I mean, maybe it is tough if you've never seen it.
They got a lot of zeros in their number. It takes forever to dial it. It's all the way on the box. Damn it.
I would always get to like the last number and mess it up.
Yeah, all right. Hang it up. All right. Pick it back up again. Let's see. Kat said Precious Moments Collection and Christmas Village. Precious Moments Collection. What were those? Do you remember?
Christmas Village. No, I have no idea.
Look up the Precious Moments Collection. Oh, that's those like little porcelain figurines. They got the black eyes and they're kind of like, I don't know. Yeah, you look at them. Once you saw it, you're like, oh, yeah, okay, I know what those are. I know what those are.
Are they kind of goofy looking a little?
I wouldn't say goofy, kind of. I mean, they like, even if they're old characters, they kind of look childlike, if that makes sense.
I think I might know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Look it up when you got some free time, I guess. Let's see. Matt said the big console record player AM/FM radio with the speakers on the end. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
God, those things weigh like 500 pounds.
Yeah, dude, that thing's huge. She had an 8-track player, like in her car, but she also had one in the kitchen.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. It was like one of those little.
Which, if you don't know, most of you know what it is, but for any youngsters out there, 8-track was like a worse cassette, if you can imagine it. That's what it is.
It's a bigger, worse cassette. Super NES version of
exactly. Exactly.
Nintendo 64. I don't know if that's a good analogy, but dude, why would that thing make such a loud noise every time you put it in the hole?
Did you see the size of that thing? Good God, man. That's pure, damn. Like, that's metal on metal parts. Like, I mean, that's high quality stuff right there. Yeah. Dude. I like Robert's answer, and he actually put a photo with it. If you get a chance, go check it out, because I'm pretty sure every grandparent's house had that. It's the ceramic light up Christmas tree with the little bright light type bulbs. Remember the white ones?
Yes.
Oh, my God,
dude. For sure.
Those things are expensive, man.
It seems like a lot of those things. You ever noticed back in the day, everything was kind of bigger?
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Handmade, bigger, made better, I should say.
Oh, yeah. Everything was definitely made better, for sure. For sure. Like, the kind of stuff that, like, if it fell on you, you would die. Like, that's kind of, like, if you were messing around and something, like, if that Christmas tree fell and hit you on the head, you're dead. That's it. Jenny had one of the best ones. She put a photo of it. Big wooden spoon and fork hanging in the kitchen. Dude, my grandparents had those too. Like the oversized wooden spoon, like made for Andre the Giant. My grandparents had one.
The big one.
Yeah. Oh, it was right in the kitchen. I can remember you walked through the door. It was to the right, hanging up above the microwave. Oh, my God. That's so funny, dude.
And it was like a pitchfork almost.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. That's funny, dude. God, I haven't seen those in years.
Classic.
What a weird thing to have.
What about a waterbed?
I don't know if I had any grandparents had a waterbed, but do they still make waterbeds?
What happened to waterbeds?
When's the last
time you saw a waterbed?
It was at my buddy's house in, like, middle school. He had one.
Like, middle school?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It just sounds like it's just a recipe for disaster, right? The thing that's a hole in it. Come on now, man.
It's seasick, man.
This is good. Some of these pictures are just great. Just throwback. As soon as seeing that that big spoon and fork, my God, I have not seen those in.
So right before my grandma moved away from the house that we all grew up and, you know, had all the memories, and my aunt went through with a shoulder cam. This is like back in like early 90s, dude. And so there's a video out there somewhere of like the entirety of my grandma's house. It would be awesome to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably just see things take you right back in it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And no running in grandma's house, by the way. No horsing around. No horsing around. All right, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show.